One particular sporting organisation in York has had an absolutely brilliant start to 2016. And to tell us all about it, we say a very good morning. Good morning, Paula Bird.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good indeed, Paula. Paula is a very hardworking lady at City York Athletics Clubs who takes names, she takes money, she does a lot of the graft that I think a lot of people who go to these sporting clubs and watch the races and that kind of thing maybe don't see from time to time. But believe me, people, Paula is one of the very, very hardworking people that makes City of York Athletics Club as great as it is. And it's been a brilliant start to the year, isn't it, Paula?
We have had a fantastic start to the year, yes. If you meaning the British Championships in Sheffield, we had two medalists there, which was absolutely fantastic. Scott Lincoln, who is improving with every competition that he goes to, won the British Championship there and got the gold medal.
He did, yeah. Well, we actually had live updates right throughout the weekend, and I know that our man who was there was very, very excited about this, and he said that Scott, he seems to be having a real breakthrough, doesn't he, in shot put?
He certainly does. As I say, he's improving in every competition that he has. He has a fantastic coach in Paul Wilson, who has a lot of young throwers that are coming through. But Scott's now just moved in the last couple of years into the senior competition. And his massive 18.90 PB this year is certainly breaking onto the senior scene.
It certainly is. And there was also a bronze in the 200 metres for Becky Campsell as well.
Becky, yes, she was fantastic. She was the finalist in the 60 metres, and then, to our surprise really, because she's more likes the shorter distance, she got the bronze medal in the 200. She's only just returning to competition as well. I've known Becky for many, many years as a young athlete, and she had some time out, and now in the last couple of years is really training extremely well. She's training very hard, and she's hoping to get the qualifying for the Olympics of 11.35, so she's trying really hard for that.
So she could be going over to Rio to represent Team GB?
If she continues the way she is, then fingers crossed there's all that hope that she can do that, yes.
That would be absolutely brilliant to see. Now, on Terry's Talk, we have covered the new stadium saga, as unfortunately it is in York. And I know in the very early days, sort of 8-9 years ago, it was the big thing that the council and everyone was focusing on the football club and the rugby club. And the athletics club was just sort of getting cast aside. And as it's gone on, the football club and the rugby club have got absolutely nothing. They've gone from two stadiums to one. There's no foundations been built. And the real winners so far out of it all have been City of York Athletics Club. We've got a lovely new track at
absolutely.
The university.
And as you've seen, we have a fantastic new stadium. We moved in there in June last year. We didn't have a stand, we didn't have a clubhouse or anything like that, but we wanted to get going, get all the young athletes onto the track. And then, as you know, over the winter we've built a brand new stand, there's a new clubhouse and everything, and we're ready to have that handed over to us next weekend, which we're really looking forward to. It's been a long time in coming.
And that is quite a thing, isn't it? And the first sort of big event that you've got on there runs throughout the summer. You've got quite a few meetings of your summer league.
We have five events that go on throughout the summer. The first is on the 24th of April, and then throughout the summer, one each month, right the way up until August. And it's for all athletes from age 5 or 6 upwards. We have athletes from 5, and then we also have athletes that come along that can be 75 or 80. So it's open for everybody. We have disabled athletes. Our club motto is a no limits club, so anyone can come along, anyone can have a go. We don't have any standards that anyone has to meet. They don't even have to be a member of a club to come along and have a go at these events.
That's fantastic. So it's properly inclusive sport, which is something we always back here on Radio Yorkshire. How would people get involved in the Summer League? How would they go about that?
The entry forms are all on our website. It's the cityofyorkathleticsclub.net if you want to have a look on there. If you want to come along and have a look, come and see us on a club night, all of the information about our training sessions are there. But for the league, it's certainly advertised all over our website for information about that. And my telephone number and email address are also on there if anyone wants to get in touch with me. That's absolutely fine.
That's fantastic. That's cityofyorkathleticsclub.net. And of course, before the Summer League starts, you've got a massive event. As you said, you get the track given across to you next week, and then on the 16th of April, you've got a rather big name in the world of athletics coming down.
Dame Kelly Holmes is coming to open the track on the 16th of April. We're really looking forward to that. She's coming to spend a couple of hours there in the morning. We have a lot of people who have signed up to have a fun run with Kelly, I think about 100 of the athletes from the City of York are running, and then the rest of the, I think there are about 300 community runners are coming along, of all ages, again from about age 3 upwards. And then she's gonna run with them. And then after that, I think we have a question and answers. Tanya Arnold's coming in to do a question and answer session with us. And then after that, we have an open session. So from about 1:15 onwards, anyone can come along, have a look at the facilities, come and have a go at any. If you've always fancied doing pole vault, you can come and have a go at that. If you want to throw a hammer, I'm sure there'll be every opportunity for anybody to come and have a go.
I've got to say, as someone that once tried pole vault, I would try something else. I wouldn't try pole vault, because believe me, that is one difficult thing.
Pole vault coach. No, we've got a great pole vault coach. He'll make sure you're safe, and we won't put the bar too high, I'm sure.
Brilliant. And that's on the 16th of April at the City of York Athletics Club Stadium at York University. Once again, I'm sure all the details are on the website, cityofyorkathleticsclub.net. I personally have an 8-year-old son who at that point will be just about 9, because he's 9 the week after, and he is incredibly excited about meeting a double Olympic gold medalist. He cannot wait, so it's going to be fantastic. Paula, all the best for 2016. It's been a great start to the year. I'm sure it's going to carry on.